You're listening to National Prison Radio, and welcome to the new Transition and Hope series brought to you in partnership with INGEUS. We have put this series together to remind you that as you move forward through your prison sentence, support from organisations such as INGEUS and the opportunities to transform your life are within your reach. Transition can feel uncertain, but it's also a powerful chance to create a future that works for you. I'm in the offices of INGEUS, who are one of the many providers of after-prison care, and I'm really delighted to be joined by Stuart. Stuart has served several prison sentences. His last sentence was in 2018, where he served 2.5 years. Stuart now works to support people on probation with emotional well-being, delivering groups on stress and anxiety, as well as a two-day motivational intervention called Goals. Stuart, welcome to NPR.
Thank you for having me.
Stuart, first of all, can you talk to us about the challenges you faced around your offending behaviour and the lead up to your last prison sentence?
So the main challenge of my last sentence was I'd been a drug addict for 20 years and I'd basically broken all my relationships. I had no support because of my actions, and I was just a serious heroin and crack user, so I obviously had them challenges to deal with, but also just constantly letting people down, constantly robbing. And at that particular point in my life, I don't think I want to stop taking drugs, because I think I really enjoyed them, if I'm being honest.
Okay, Stuart, well, that's very honest of you, and it's great to be sat here with someone today who's been through all of that and obviously turned themselves around. And during that last sentence, what was that turning point that made you want to turn your life around?
So for me, the turning point came, I was in HMP Wilston in West Yorkshire, and I met a chaplaincy in there, and I got talking to him. I thought it was a governor, to be honest with you. I tried to jog him on, but he wouldn't let me get away. And he just started talking to me about Jesus and some other things. And I wasn't really interested, but I kind of a bit intrigued. So I went to his Bible study in jail. And to be honest with you, nothing really happened in jail. And then he gave me the information about a rehab in Loughborough, in Leicestershire. That's what I did when I came out of prison. And that was a turning point, really. But in prison, I just messed about. I got good jobs. I was a PID worker. I was trusted at a band and all that kind of stuff, but I didn't use my prison sentence well, to be honest with you. I kind of just skimmed along the surface pretending I was doing well, but really I wasn't really. I was just waiting to relapse when I got out.
So you mentioned it was the chaplain that you spoken to, and then you've just mentioned about the rehab in Loughborough, which I believe is called the Carpenter's Arms, which you attended when you was released in 2021, and that the role God has played in transforming your life. During all of that, at what point was you introduced to INGEUS, and what role did they play in helping you make the transformation?
So when I came out of prison in 2020 in June, I went to rehab, like you said. I was in there for 14 months, and then I go on to what their phase three part, which is like supported living, but you get to make your own choices again. And a little leaflet fell out of my bag, actually. You know, when you get out of jail, you get all your paperwork and all that kind of stuff. I didn't need it because I was in rehab, so I didn't look at any of it because I didn't need to do any of it. And then when a little leaflet fell out for peer mentoring. So I just rang Leicester Probation Office and I spoke to a girl called Imogen, and she'd done peer mentoring with probation. So I got talking to her, and then she goes, I know this woman called Suzanne. And Suzanne Hunt's now our peer mentor lead, but at that point she worked for probation. So I spoke to Suzanne, and Suzanne, then the INGEUS contract came back in the July of that year, and they asked me to start mentoring with them. So that's what I did. I started peer mentoring in 2021, July 21.
That's brilliant. And can you tell us a little bit more about the peer mentoring programme that you was on?
So the peer mentoring programme of INGEUS is a 12-week programme, and it's around like motivational interviewing, disclosure, confidentiality, getting you ready to work with people, basically, giving you all the skills you need to be able to work with people that are vulnerable. And in that process, they do a DBS for you. Obviously, they know you've got a criminal record, because I've got a massive criminal record. They know that already, but that's kind of, it's not celebrated, but they see it as a massive positive, because they know we've got, they call it lived experience. I call it iron criminals. But basically, INGEUS really, they really value that, because they know what that can bring to the table, because it's an extra dimension for a lot of people. And since I've been with INGEUS, I've been with them for, I've been working for them now for over 2.5 years. I've had multiple promotions. I've done loads of different jobs. The job I've got now, I kind of created myself. I went to my manager and said, I think there's a job available doing this. And he went, yeah, why not? And they just listen to me, and they value me. I don't know who's going to be listening to what I'm saying now, but I'm sure there's points in your life where you haven't felt valued, you haven't felt listened to. And I've been like that myself, you know. And after doing 8 prison sentences, being a drug addict for 20 years, you're like, well, who's going to take me seriously? Because I don't take myself seriously. If you, when you get out of prison and you need support, don't be afraid to ask for it, because that's the biggest barrier everyone's going to face. Because eventually, whoever's listening to this is going to get released at some point, whether it's next week or whether it's 2 weeks' time or it's a year's time. But my advice would be for someone who's got out of prison 6 times from 2016 to 2020 and relapsed every single time and went back in jail very quickly, is take the support on offer, because there's a lot available.
So you've done the peer mentoring, you went through the peer mentor academy, and you're now employed by Injuice as a personal wellbeing advisor and deliver the motivational intervention called Goals. Can you talk to us a bit more about the roles and how you're helping other people now who are on probation?
Yeah, so in the job I do now, I get someone sent to me, so I'll do an initial assessment with them, have a chat with them, find out what they need, and then I want them to take ownership of that, so I'll tailor an action plan that suits them. But we support people around emotional wellbeing, because a lot of people that get involved in criminality or in addiction or wherever's got you into prison don't know how to regulate emotions generally. I didn't know how to do that. So we help people get that and build some kind of confidence in themselves that change is possible. And they get to see that with not just me, but the people I work with, because we've got loads of people who've got a criminal history who are now doing really good things. And the thing is, Injuice promote that. So you will have that opportunity if you come to work with us or other providers that provide the same services as us, because there's not just us, there's plenty out there as well. So Goals is a 2-day motivational course, like I said. It comes out of 30 years of research, and it's not for people on probation. It wasn't written for people on probation. We paid for a company to come in to accredit me to do it, and my colleagues. And it looks at successful people. So what makes successful people successful? And we're not talking about money. We're talking about in all walks of life. We're talking about family, friends, relationships, work-life balance, everything. And it turns out that there's 2 pillars to that. So it's like self-esteem and responsibility. They're the 2 pillars of Goals, and we've got keys on top of them. But speaking of my own experience, my previous life, I had no self-esteem because I was a drug addict and I was making all the wrong choices. Even though I come from a good family, I still made loads of terrible choices. And my responsibility was 0 because I couldn't take responsibility for any actions, anything I did. But then there's a double side to that coin. You take no responsibility for the negative. You can't take no responsibility for the good stuff that comes along. So if you get good opportunities, or you get this, or you get people offering you things, you don't think you deserve it, so you won't accept it. And then we've got keys. So we look at like positive self-talk, letting go of the negative past, finding out what you value, setting some goals, responding to feedback, showing you how to persevere, and that's all done over a 2-day period. And we've seen people come into it. We've had a guy last year come in, he had no comms, couldn't even look me in the eyes, and now he's running his own little business. And that was one of his goals that he set in that course. And there's something about writing something down. If you write something down, it becomes more tangible and it becomes more real to you, and you've got more chance of success.
Stuart, it's absolutely amazing listening to you, and you've given some great advice there. But one final thing I'm going to ask for you is, what advice can you give to anybody listening who's coming towards the end of the prison sentence and they're worried that they may not have the support they need upon release?
So I wish I'd have told this to myself when I was getting out of prison. Probation are out to get you. Probation are there to help you. Take it from someone who's been recalled 6 times and it was all my own fault. Probation, they're a massive support network if you use them correctly. So speak to your comm in prison, which is your custody offender manager. Speak to your POM, which is your prison one as well. And just ask them, like, what support's available, depending on what areas you're going to. But just take the support. So when you come out, don't try and do it by yourself, because you'll get a massive amount of support along the way. But you have to be willing to access that support. So make sure you ask for support, but then engage with that support when you're released. So yeah, the main change for me, like I said before, was the leaflet falling out of my bag. And I'm sure you guys will get loads of information in prison. You'll get leaflets. Just keep hold of them, because there'll be something that you get doing on your pre-release that will really speak to you. And don't be afraid to ask for help as well, because I know, and I'm going to be honest with you, it can be quite scary asking for help, and it can feel vulnerable. But I'm guessing for a lot of you, it's better than the alternative.
Amazing, Stuart, thank you so much. And Stuart is just one of the many people with experience of prison who are working to support you after your release while you're on probation. Whether it's building confidence and resilience, finding employment, improving your money management skills, finding a place to live, or setting achievable goals, the support to help you make it happen. This is your journey, and each step forward can be filled with hope and endless possibilities. Injuice are one of several different providers of after-prison care, so make sure you speak to your prison offender manager to make sure you've got the right support lined up for release.